Oh, yes. Once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yes, it's true. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm walking into my kitchen. Okay. Nothing suspicious around here. Oh, yeah, okay. Here's Little Miss Suspicious right here. Yeah, Maru, hi, Baru. What was all that crazy knocking and clonking I heard around here?
Why are you crazy baby?
Are you in crazy baby mode? I think you're a crazy cat today. Look at your craziness. You're crazy baby. Okay. Now that we've got that figured it out, maybe, what are we doing here? I'm looking outside. It says it's 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, it's 60 degrees Fahrenheit. I already gave you kitty water today, so I don't know what you're yanging me about. You want to talk on the radio? Because I think I'm going to go outside. I think I'm going outside. What do you think about that? I think I'm going to leave. All right, well, the cat's not responding. Kitty doesn't want to talk on the radio. So let's get out of here. What am I doing in my house? Let's go outside. But where to go? Where should we go? I don't know. Well, we're going to find out here in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. It's a beautiful day. It's very sunny. There's just minor wisps of cloud in the sky. It's about 15 degrees Celsius. And I'm looking into a marmot hole. But there's no Mottis in there. Oh, the sun is shining directly into that marmot hole. Oh, what was that? That just flew around the corner. Oh, just a big bird. But not the raptory type. Okay, if you had to guess, where would you say I am? If you guessed Herrenhaven, you would be correct. I considered actually going out to the lake, out to Lake Standing Bear. Because I got an email from my dad this morning that said that coyotes have been spotted in my parents' neighborhood, which isn't that far from Lake Standing Bear. And my dad said, Betty, our next door neighbor, has been seeing coyotes in our neighborhood. And there's some running around out at Lake Standing Bear. Here's a photo from Standing Bear. Yep, the coyotes. And I wrote back to my dad saying, yeah, you know, last winter we had a couple spottings of coyotes in Herrenhaven. And so that's what we're doing today, looking for coyotes. As I walk around the dragonfly pond, it looks like all the ice has melted. Because it was frozen solid. I thought Herrenhaven was going to be frozen from here on out, but no. Look at this. On this, what is it? Last week of November. That reminds me. When's my next doctor's appointment? Well, I'll figure that out later, because that's coming up soon, right? So anyway, I'm walking through the forest. There's a chubby squirrel on a log. Chubby squirrels are getting ready for winter, fattening up. There's a lot of construction noise out on the bridge, which is what? It's not 200 meters away. But yeah, they're still working on the construction project. And that's annoying, because when I have to go to my parents' house, I have to drive across that bridge, and so the four-lane street divided becomes one lane, and is the worst choke point ever, and it's right before a major intersection and everything. They're going to be working on that bridge for a long time. It'll be a miracle if they get it done before the next flooding starts up next spring. Man, maybe I should put my sunglasses back on. Well, so anyway, here we are. Out on a lovely day, looking for coyotes. All of the low stuff is starting to lose its leaves. Okay, all the tall trees have lost their leaves. All the undergrowth is pretty much dead. Now, all of the 3-meter trees have pretty much lost all their leaves. All these bushes and trees around here. The good news is, as I was walking out of my house, I grabbed my duck call. Yay! Yay! I remembered my duck call, so we can talk to ducks today if we see any ducks. So, you know, that'll be awesome. And now we've come to the crossroads. Which way do we want to go? Which way do we want to go? The options are left, right, or straight ahead. We're going to go to the right. I can actually see construction workers out on the bridge. Across the Mulhall's property there. Looks like they're working hard. What's going on out here, though? Is there anybody hanging out here? You never know what you're going to find. Oh, damn. The Boy Scout trailer is back. This pisses me off. It doesn't need to be here. They have their own parking lot right over there. But as I look around in the field, I have to shade my eyes because the sun is shining directly at me. I got up a little bit early today, so I'm out a little bit early. And that's cool. There is one other car here. Somebody else is here, so we might run into that person. But I don't see any dudes out here. None. I wonder if all the construction noise is scaring the dudes away. Who knows? Let's turn around. And maybe we should have gone out to the lake. Run around, look for some coyotes. Some coyotes. But if they're out there, they can be out here too. Because this is all part of the Papio Valley. You know, basically we're down in the valley right now. And then if you keep going west about a mile. What was that? That was nothing. You go west about a mile and you're at Standing Bear. Okay, so here we are at the sub pond. Most interesting. Everything has melted. We are not walking out on the ice today. Let's take a look at what's going on in here. Not much. Although, if we look out to that side, yeah, we still got some ice there where it's in the shade. That's where we were walking the other day. The last time we were out here. that's where we could walk because that's where the ice was still good. But we're not getting out there today. Do-do-do-do-do, looking around. I'm not seeing any dudes. But what I'm really looking for is signs of dudes. I don't see any frogs. Huh. You're not seeing any, like, scratty signs. Although there's snoodler signs. The raccoons have been walking around the edge of this pond. I can see little raccoon trails. Alright, so let's head out onto the boardwalk really quick. The guy we just ran into just walked out here. And he came from the back 40. So let's just walk out here really quick. Man, sunny, sunny, sunny. What is that rotten smell? Something smells stinky. Something smells like decay. And here we are. Oh, is that something under the end of the boardwalk? That guy just walked out there and I thought I saw something moving under the boardwalk, but not anymore. Okay. Still can hear lots of construction noises. The water is very still, but very muddy. I just heard something over here. We got a little water movement right here. What is going on here? What was that sound? Who's in here? I'm standing here right on the edge of the pond. Well, over the edge. I'm on the boardwalk. All the cattails right here have been chomped down. And this is a scratty area. There have been scratties in here recently. I can tell just by all the stuff that's floating in the water. So I'm going to walk out here a little bit, turn around and look into the reed line. Now, I am seeing some water movement, some ripples, but I think this is just wind. Yeah, a little bit of wind is coming up now. Oh, this is the scratty zone. Are we going to see any scratties today? Let's see, I'm looking. I'm about, 10 meters from the bank, from the shore. I'm looking back into the reed line, looking for dudes, little aquatic dudes, aquatic mammals swimming around, but no, I don't see any. As I turn around and scan the pond, I'm not seeing anything. No ducks, no geese, no marmots, no muskrats, no sharks, no tall birds. I do not see any herons or egrets. But lots of construction noises on West Maple Road. So I'm going to start heading back into the foresty zone. The foresty zone, it's so foresty, hooray. And as we sneak by these reeds, I'm gonna just look in here really quietly, try to be tricky and sneaky, because sometimes there's dudes down in there, and the way the sun is shining, you'd think I'd be able to see into there a little bit more, but no dudes. Okay. I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit. We're going to leave the boardwalk. Oh, what a lovely day. I wonder if I should go to the store today. I should. On the way home, I should stop by the store and grab some stuff. I need sugar. What else did I want to get? Graham crackers and probably some food. Maybe I'll get some beef. Maybe I'll get a steak. What do I want to eat? I don't know. So I've stopped here at the sub pond again, looking around. Not seeing much of anything. No dudes, no birds. Huh. Okay. I did manage to go to the store yesterday. The other store. And I got all kinds of good stuff. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Because I did get some good stuff. I got some awesome stuff. But that's a different story. So, here we are back at the crossroads. We turn right to head out to the blind, or the blinds, plural, I should say. As I walk over the land bridge. This bush has lots of berries on it still. So does this one. Lots of food out here for dudes still. And I'm looking into the billabong. Looking back. There's no ice. Hey, is there some water movement back there? Yeah, there's definitely water movement back there. Okay, we need to get back to the wall blind. Let's head back here and see what's going on. Got to walk down the odoriferous corridor here, which, doesn't smell as good as it should. Or at least it doesn't smell as good as the name implies. Kind of smells like rotten leaves and autumn decay. course it does. All right. Let's get tricky. Let's get sneaky and stealthy, and let's walk into the wall blind here. I think there's something moving around back in here, because I saw water movement. I can see more water movement. I see ripples. Oh, look who we got back there. It's, where are they? I see them. Two mallards. Two male mallards, which means somewhere there's female mallards. Oh, there they are. They're hiding behind the log. Yeah. Yay, so we got four ducks. We got four duckies out here in the back of the billabong. This is nice. And you know what this means? This means we have to try to communicate with our friends. So he takes the duck call out of his pocket, only to be distracted by a noise higher up in the trees. The noise of a squirrel chewing on a black walnut. Is this guy above me? Am I gonna get walnut on the head? I don't see him. Where is he? Oh, I think we're good. Okay, we're good. So, the ducks in the pond are diving for food. And so they tilt up, butts go up in the air. There it is. Butt up, butt down. Butt up, butt down. Okay, I'm gonna give them the duck call. I said, hey, you ducks. The duckies are not impressed with my attempts at communication. But somebody keeps making more noise above me. Where is that guy? I'm getting a little bit paranoid. Because I know I'm about to take a squirrel to the head, or a walnut to my head. Ducks are not impressed with my ability to speak their native language. You know, this is bothersome because this is something that has worked so well for me in the past. Learn a few sentences in multiple languages so you don't feel like a fool when people are talking to you. At least make an effort to learn some kind of language. I mean, communicate. Good Lord, people. That's the most important thing we do as human beings. Alright, so as we walk out of the wall blind and around Frog Harbor, I'm looking down into the harbor, looking for frogs. Do I see any frogs? Yeah, now I'm staring right into the sun, or at least the reflection of the sun. Is there any ducks back here hiding? I don't see any duckies. What is that lump on that stick? Is that a froggy? I don't think so. It did get cold. We did have some very cold nights in the last week or so. Overnight it was down into the single digits. And I mean single digits Fahrenheit. It was well into the negative, 20s Celsius. Got very cold, so maybe we don't have any more frogs this season. I still occasionally get some bugs in my house. Had another shield bug in my house, not last night, but the night before. That was annoying. All right, I'm going to stop right here just for a second to scan the ridge to see if there's any dudes hanging out up there. I'm not seeing any. I'm looking for deer and coyotes. And marmots, of course. Always looking for marmots. Alright, let's start walking through the forest here. I'm looking up in the air. I'm looking up in the trees, trying to see if there's any interesting flying dudes just hanging around. Haven't really seen much of birds today. Not hearing a lot of bird chattering today either. So we approach the bridge. We approach the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And as I look out over the pond, it is completely thawed, as can be expected, because it's pretty much in the sun all the time. And little circles, little rings of water movement. Don't know what's under there. Little gups. But I'm not seeing any other dudes. No frogs or anything. No turtles. You'd think turtles would be sunning themselves. You'd think marmots would be sunning themselves. You'd think marmots would be sitting around on the logs today. But I'm not seeing anything. All we've managed to see today is a couple of chubby squirrels. There's another one right down there. Hi. Yeah, I see you. Checking me out. He's got a walnut. He's going up a tree. Okay, remind me not to walk under that tree. Yeah, I see you. Don't act stealthy. You ain't silent. You ain't running silent, running deep. Okay. Yeah, so where was I going with that? Don't know. So instead, we'll walk into the blind here, the big blind. The memorial, Al J. Werthmann, Master of Photography, President Audubon Society, memorial blind. And what's going on out here? I can hear something in the bushes off to my left. Sounds like a squirrel. All right. Oh, boy. Would you just look at this? Yeah, now there's something to the right here. Who's in there? As I look out over the water, out of the blind, into the water, there's geese everywhere. There's no ice. There's geese standing on the log. There's a turtle on the log. One big western painted turtle just hanging out on the log. Geese swimming around. A couple mallards over there. A lot of geese hanging out in the delta. They're thinking, hey, where'd all that ice go? And I can actually hear ducks, but I can't see them. Oh, it's those mallards over there. Yeah, there's two pairs of mallards over there. And good Lord, just a boatload of geese. All Canada's. How many geese are we talking about here? Well, that's 10. That's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 10, 140. And I can't see on the other side of Goose Island, but there's a lot on the other side of Goose Island. There's at least 200 geese out here today. 200 Canada geese. And apparently 4 mallards. Keep hearing sounds behind me. Oh, it's this clown again. Silver Bolton. I really am starting to get the feeling that I'm drawing too much attention. The feeling that this guy's following me around, because why did he have to come back into this direction? He didn't. So, we got a lot of geese out here today, and that's about it. And I'm going to cross the bridge, and we're going to keep on going. Where are our dudes? Where are all my dudes? Oh, as we walk through this section, see, I keep thinking I hear something every once in a while. Now, looking back up on the ridge. Should I be looking on this side instead? Should I be looking into the forest? You see, the sun is not good from this angle. We're better off looking up here. Wait. Nothing. Okay. Who's up there on the ridge? Show me some deer. Show me some coyotes. What is that? Oh, that's probably just a log sticking up. Hiding. Huh. Looking around, I'm looking for more dudes. I'm not seeing any dudes today. Well, maybe we need to go out to my parents' house, look for coyotes and skunks. I mentioned it before, but last week or a week and a half ago, I saw a skunk out in my parents' neighborhood. And that was awesome, because I haven't seen a skunk in forever. I haven't seen a skunk in the longest time, so I was very happy to see that dude running around, doing skunky skunk business. All right, let's check in on our billabong mallards. We've got the two pairs, so I'm going to walk into the wall blind here. And dun dun dun. Yep, here they are, still hanging out, hanging around, doing ducky business. What's going on right here? Oh, there's a bird. There's a weird sound, and it just sounds like rattling leaves. No, there's a bird right here in this tree. It's one of those little finchy type birds, one of those gray finches that looks like they're masked. He's a criminal bird. He's a crime finch. And I'm going to give these duckies the quack. I told him I'd come back and see him later. All right, so let's walk out of the wall blind here. And start making our way out. I'm trying to figure out what else do I need to do today. What else was I going to do? What day is this? It's Tuesday. Wait, do I have Champions League today? Is today Champions League day? Am I missing a game? No, they wouldn't have started yet. They're going to start real soon, though. I better go home to make sure I'm not missing any football. Oh, I got to go to the store, too. I should go to the store, get some food. Maybe I'll get something yummy to eat. And I'll watch some football. Guess what else I got yesterday? I don't know why I did this. I bought some syrup. I'm not going to tell you the flavor, but it's my favoriteest flavor ever. I saw it, said had to buy it. And but now it's pretty much almost winter. What am I going to do with it? It's for making yummy cold drinks and things like shaved ice, but it's too cold to be eating that kind of stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'll just have to save it until next spring. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and blame all the construction noise. You can probably hear it from here. I'm going to blame all the construction noise on not seeing any dudes today except for ducks. And chubby squirrels like this one right here on the log. Hi, Chubbs. You want a quack? Give him the quacks. Give him the snacky quacks. And this is pretty good timing. I'm walking out of the forest now. I'm walking out of the forest. Walking around the dragonfly pond. Just in time to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs from Herrenhaven at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I've got to go home and watch football. No, go to the store. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.